Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The business of urgent care is booming nationwide, with hundreds of new centers opening every year. The question is whether those facilities are really giving patients what they want and need. KMOX's Megan Lynch concludes this week's investigation into the condition of urgent care.
Duncan Robbins, 7543.
Hospital-owned urgent cares are the hybrids of the urgent care world, one sector of the market we haven't touched on much so far in these reports. Some experts say they're a savvy business move on the part of medical systems.
It really is, in so many cases, the front door, which is why we're seeing such a proliferation of urgent care centers in big healthcare systems.
Laurel Stoymanoff is head of the Urgent Care Association. Roughly a third of all patients who walk into an urgent care setting have no primary care provider.
So why not capture that patient at the front door, that anywhere between 28 and 35% of the people coming in our doors who are unaffiliated with any medical system, primary care doctor, etc. You know, it is the number one referral we make in urgent care.
With more Americans now responsible for how they spend their health care dollars, instead of being viewed as patients, they're being viewed as consumers.
What are the consumers' patients wanting, right? What are they demanding? What are they asking us for?
Keith Dacus is Vice President of Business Development and Operations for Mercy.
We want to understand how can we provide access to patients in a consumer fashion so that it's convenient for them, it's where they're located, it's where they work, it's kind of where they live, where they play.
Dacus claims roughly a quarter of all ER visits could have been handled in some other venue. He points out a hospital-linked urgent care, like their Mercy Go Health urgent cares, gives patients that option.
So it doesn't matter whether you need an orthopedist, whether you need a cardiologist, or whether you need a primary care doctor. Those urgent care providers can get you connected into that within Mercy.
Some critics say health system-run urgent cares add facility costs that independent centers don't. Dacus contends the hospital-based centers can actually help contain overall healthcare spending by avoiding duplication of tests and lab work. When you're dealing with a medical issue that needs attention right away, do you have time to comparison shop, or will you simply go to the first urgent care you find? As KMOX News has spelled out in these reports, the name urgent care doesn't tell you much. Some have services close to an ER, others are only equipped to handle routine problems. Many have extended hours, but very few are accessible 24/7. Some may accept your insurance, at others, you may have to pay the bill. And depending on who owns them, certifications and oversight can vary.
We're not against urgent care. There's many emergency physicians that work at urgent cares. One caveat to that in Missouri is we don't have a standard definition of exactly what that means. And I think for patients, when they're going to use those facilities, before they pay money, they should have an understanding of what exactly you're paying for and what you can do there.
Dr. Evan Schwartz, president of the Missouri College of Emergency Physicians.
To say something like all allergic reactions can be handled at an urgent care isn't true if all that urgent care has is, you know, a machine that checks your blood sugar and maybe can do an x-ray. They may not be able to handle someone who's, you know, about to stop breathing from an allergic reaction.
Schwartz says it's falling on patients to understand what they need.
To know if the urgent care you're going to has a CT scan or an ultrasound versus one that may or may not be able to do an x-ray, I think is important for the person going there to know before I give my copay or whatever it is, can they take care of me or am I going to give them my money and then they're going to tell me to go somewhere else and now I'm going to have to pay a second copay.
The bottom line, until there is one standard for urgent care medicine, it will be on you, the consumer, to know what you're walking into. Megan Lynch, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.